With the devastation due to wildfires in Los Angeles, the cause of fires is causing a lot of attention. At the joint chamber meeting with the Kenai and Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, Chief Hamilton of Kenai put on a great presentation about the regulations, the codes, so that small businesses could be sure that they're compliant. Chief, what would you say is the major thing that now that we have this increased awareness that an entrepreneur, maybe they've been in business for a long while, are starting to take things for granted? What should they be aware of as far as getting their inspections up to date?
So they can always reach out to my office, and I'll come in and do an inspection. I provide a pre-inspection checklist so they kind of know what I'm looking for. And then I come into your business, and my approach to fire prevention is education before compliance. I try to educate our local businesses to make sure that they know the reason behind what we're looking at, as opposed to just coming in and telling them they have to do something. And so coming into their businesses, making sure all of the things that is pertinent to their business. Not every business is the same. Certain businesses require different things.
So it is sort of an individual thing, and,
yes.
And you don't go just by a set pattern or a model. You tailor make all of those prevention things for each business.
Correct. So, you know, schools are different than restaurants. Restaurants are different than canneries. So whatever your business is, there's different requirements for your businesses. So I'm looking for different requirements depending on your business. But there's also there's a lot of things that are similar in a lot of places. Emergency exits, making sure that your corridors are clear, making sure that you don't have combustibles in your business, making sure that your storage isn't cluttered and could be a potential fire hazard. So, like I said, just depending on your business, there are certain things, but also there's a lot of things that are common amongst businesses.
Now, to a lot of businesses, it probably seems complicated and sort of onerous to keep up to date, and yet in the over 50 years that I've been here, most of the fires that I've been aware of are house fires and not commercial residents. So obviously all of these regulations and restrictions and codes have had a positive effect here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, so going back to the 80s, not to get too in-depth, back the federal government recognized that actually even the insurance companies realized that there was a lot of fires in the United States, and they wrote a book. The federal government did a study about, and they call it Fire America Burns, and they since 1980s the fires have drastically dropped in across the country. But what hasn't dropped is the amount per fire instances, the amount of fatalities and injuries in those fires. So yes, there's a lot less fires, but people are still getting hurt in our fires, and yes, a lot of those fires are happening in our homes. They're happening at night. And the other change is the types of buildings that we have. Buildings didn't burn as fast as they did, as they do now. The furniture that we're putting in our buildings burn a lot more intensely now, and you have a lot less time to get out of your house than you did 30, 40 years ago. So even though we have a lot less fires, we still have people getting hurt and injured and dying in these fires.
I think the perception of a fireman is he runs in to rescue you or put the fire out. But it sounds to me like your job is a lot more complicated than putting fires out, and that you focus more on prevention than extinguishing.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal is, you know, like Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We try to get out to our businesses, and we're looking for those potential fire hazards that even our low everyday businesses, when they look at their businesses, they're walking in and out of it every day. They don't see those little hazards that might pop up. So that's why we go into these businesses and try to catch those hazards before they become a problem.
And is there a website that people can go in to just sort of do a checkup? Or is it personal contact? Should we go to CES or the Kenai Fire Department?
So we do not have on the Kenai Fire Department's page. We don't have it. We're working towards getting more information onto our webpage. But the best thing that you can do is you can reach out to either Chuck Roney with the Soldotna, with Central Emergency Services, or myself with the Kenai Fire Department. And we would be glad to answer any and all questions in regards to your business or whatever, even your homes. We would love to get out and talk to people about fire prevention.
Thank you very much for the job you're doing and the lives that you're saving. Chief Hamilton of the Kenai Fire Department. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that preventative sound of KSRM.